Greetings, it's Carl, Behavior Up Radio. We're talking about time. 2 days ago, I did an episode around the asymmetry of yes. And then yesterday, I shared that episode about the declined invitations folder. Today, I want to tell you about one more. This one's really cool. So when you get paid to speak, often included in the contract, the speaker's contract, is business class travel, business class airfare, or you can receive a travel voucher, which is typically the equivalent of what business class airfare would have been. And so I have a friend who came up with this idea that he would just, after years and years of doing business class travel, he thought, you know, what if I took the voucher and I picked, especially on shorter flights, I carefully selected a comfort plus seat or a exit row, like something where I would be comfortable. And let's just say the difference, just to make the math really easy. Let's say that the business class travel voucher was $1,000. And the ticket that he bought in business class or in Comfort Plus was $600. So there's a difference of $400. So what he had his assistant do is in his calendar where it had the flight, like so on the time of the flight, there would be, you know, Delta flight, whatever. In that description, she put the difference. So she would say, you know, business class travel voucher for $1,000. Your flight was $600. The difference was $400. As he sits down in, walks past business class, sits down in that Comfort Plus seat, pulls up his phone, goes to his investment account, and he transfers the $400 from the one account where the travel voucher money was into his investment account where it's automatically invested in a diversified portfolio of mutual funds. Dimensional funds is actually who he uses. So there was a very real, like, as you walk past business class, instead of thinking, oh, I wish I was in business class, or, oh, he's thinking, I can't wait to sit down to see how much money I'm going to invest right now. Again, just a very cool way of establishing a reward system, a reminder. So in this case, saying no to business class travel and saying yes to investing for the future. Now, you know, I think another level, and I'll tell you this story real quick too. It's another academic friend of mine told me this story. He had a colleague that parks off campus. You know, there is a parking lot right next to the business building, but he parks off campus and gets a stipend every month for parking that he can use to either pay for the parking lot right there next to the business building, or he can park off campus and keep it. So it's a couple hundred dollars. Let's just call it $300. And he has to walk 10 minutes. So he, every month, when that $300 comes in, he moves it right into an account that he's labeled like family dinner. And he walks, and then he convinced himself like, okay, the walking's better for me. This is a win all the way around. But on like the days when it's rainy, he can remember that there's this account called family dinner. And every month he takes his family to dinner with that monthly savings. So he said, you know, no to parking right next to the business school, and yes to a deeper value of the family dinner. Those are such great examples, both of financial examples, you know, thinking about what's the underlying value that you care the most about, counting the cost, and then strategically and from a perceived ritual level, creating processes that actually just automate that whole experience, and then using those processes to give you the maximum benefit of them. So like walking past business class now feels like a win. You know, walking to and from school, even in the rain, you can think of that family dinner. And back to yesterday's, you know, disinclined invitations folder. So I love those examples of how to set up structures to align use of capital with what's actually important to you. Cheers.